Let us start again from Chav Gimel Amud Beis, just to get into the swing of the sugya. Boy minei Rav Yosef bereid Rav Nechunye merav Yehuda. It's around 8 lines from the bottom. Boy minei Rav Yosef bereid Rav Nechunye merav Yehuda. Ma she yaniach Adam tfilov tachas merashaysav. Is one permitted to lie over his tefillin? There's a maila, there's a shmira from achborim, from ganovim. Lidach gise, it's not so bekovedik if he's lying over the tefillin. Tachas mal galoisov loikami boili. That is no shaila. The tefillin are put underneath his feet. That's zicher abezoin, which won't be permitted. Shenoig ben minig bezoin. Kikami boili tachas marashoisov. But is he permitted to put it underneath his head? My Amalei, so he answered in Hachi Amar Shmuel Mutter, number one, and number two, Afilo Ishtai Imay. So the Yisrael Chiddush is that even it's Tachas Merashaisov, and Ishtai Imay Bemite, so could be they'll be Mishamesh Mitosam together. Afal Pikain, it's Mutter that the Tfilin should be there. As we mentioned yesterday, if there's Ishtai Imay, there's another problem. The halacha is that tefillin or kol davar shebekdusha is not permitted to be in the room unless they're in two kelim. They're covered with two kelim, and one of the kelim is not miyuchid for the tefillin. So our kolchach will have to say, that's what the Rishonim speak out, that if Ishtai Imay, then Zicher is speaking about it's a kli b'soich kli, which the Gemara is not speaking about that nekuda now. The Gemara is only speaking about the chiddush that it's together on the same mita tachas marashayishav, even though ishtayim. That's the nekuda what the Gemara is speaking about. Meisvei. So now the Gemara asks Akasha, lo yiniach adam tefillin tachas magaloisav mivnei shenoig bem derech bezoin. We learned in Abaraisa that one is not permitted to put the tefillin underneath his feet, because it's naik bem derech bezoim. Avol minichan tachas marashaisav, vim hoisa ishtai imoi osa. But here it says in the Baraisa klo, that we were only matar tefillin tachas marashaisav, if ein ishtai imoi. Vim hoisa ishtai imoi, then it is osa. Hoya mokaim shegevoya gimul tvachim oinomuch gimul tvachim, then it is mutter, it is not on the same bed, it's not under the tachas marashoisov, then it is mutter. Al kolponim, we see from the beraise that tachas marashoisov ve'ishtai imoi is also. Tiyufte de Shmuel tiyufte. So Shmuel is upgefragt from the beraise. Omar Rove, so Rove said, af al gav de sanye tiyufte de Shmuel. Even though we learned that the Baraisa is Fakert and Shmuel, Hilchese Kibosei, Afal Pikein, the Halacha is like Shmuel. My time Kol Linturinu Tfei Odet, that since putting the Tfilin underneath Marashoisov, one will gain that the Tfilin will be Shomu. As we mentioned yesterday, there's a mitzvah to watch tefillin. They shouldn't become nizbaza through achborim and through ganovim, etc. So this weighs over the chesorin of ishtai imayim. Rove is machia like Shmuel, even though the beraise is not like Shmuel. Kol in terinu tveyodiv, so Rashi says, tveyodiv lehu mi bizyoini, so that weighs over, the shmira weighs over the bezoin that could come about. So fartik. Veheichi monach lohu. That's what Shmuel said, that it is permissible, or the Baraisa said, that it is permissible to put the tefillin tachas merashaisov. Omar Rabbi Yirmiye ben Kar Leksas Sheloi Keneged Roishai, that he can put it between the pillow and the sheet, Sheloi Keneged Roishai, Shaloi keneged roishai ayson ma'asiv kolamachnes, that means that it's elevated above his head. Not next, not on the side he could turn over. It's above his head, but that's also called merashoisa. Shaloi keneged roishai. So the Gemara asks, but that seems clear that it is not permitted to lay on the tefillin. It's that's the heta ben kalik sas shaloi keneged roishai. Batoni rabchiye minichon bekoiva tachas merashoisa. So the Gemara asked, we saw rabchiye says in the Baraisa minichon bekoiva, he puts it, the koiva is a this is the tick of the tefillin. So he puts it in the tick, and in the tachas marashoisa, and this is underneath his head. So the Gemara answers, the mapiklei lemulshe de kaiva lebal. So the Gemara answers as follows, that even though the tick is underneath his head, which is true, but the tefillin protrude, The tefillin shebeseichatik are not underneath his head. The tefillin shebeseichatik are protruding out. So then it is mutter. That's the Gemara's teretz. Let us see Rashi in Tosfos. Bekoiva hu hakish shelahem. Lemulshe dekoiva shatfillin nikorim biblitoson bekzeyakis. One can recognize how the tefillin protrude by the end of the kiss. Who kimush, shemush is a protrusion, so then, in such an oifen, it is mutter. Let us see Taisus. V'otoni rabchiye minichon bekoiva tachas merashoisa. V'im taima, so Taisus asks, what did the Gemara see in the loshen of rabchiye more than the loshen of the Baraisa? We had a Baraisa, the Baraisa says a Loshen, Avo Minichon Tachas Merashoisov. Rabchiye also said, Minichon Bekoiva Tachas Merashoisov. In Rabbi Yirmiyah, when Rabbi Yirmiyah said Pshatn the Baraisa, he said, Merashoisov means Shaloi Keneged Roishai. So in Taimah, so Tosfos asks, Eima Bekoiva, Shaloi keneged roisha. Why did the Gemara seem to hold that the merashoisav of Rabchiye means mamish is lying over the tefillin? The merashoisav of the Baraisa means it's in that area, but it's shaloi keneged roisha. Vim taima eime bekoiva, shaloi keneged roisha. Shea Baraisa delel nami toni tachas merashoisav. The Baraisa before also said the loshen of tachas merashoisav. Mulai parich minay, and the Gemara did not ask an Rabbi Yirmiyah from the Baraisa, mishum de matzina lefrushay shaloi keneged roishay. That's considered merashoisov, but not he's laying directly over the tefillin. It's above his head. So mamele, let us say that's the same kavone of Rabbi Chiye. Va'oyim harav Rabbi Yosef, timkein, if Rabbi Chiye is telling us that if Rabchiye is telling us that that it's mutter shaloi, Rabchiye also means shaloi keneged roishai, din kein my irya bekoiva. So why did he mention a koiva? Afilu shaloi bekoiva nami, shaloi keneged roishai. So afilu shaloi bekoiva without a tick also should be mutter. So the kasha is, he says, Rabbi Yirmiyah, when Rabbi Yirmiyah said, Ben Kalik Sa Shaloi Keneged Roishai, Rabbi Yirmiyah did not differentiate if the tefillin are in a tik, or if the tefillin are not in a tik. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, it is also to lay one's head on the tefillin. And the tik won't help the situation. He didn't mention. And Rabbi Chiye seems to say that a koiva will help the situation. Minichon bekoiva tachas merashoisov. That's the Gemara's kasha. Elishma mino the mairi afilu keneged roishai. So Kaponim, we see Rav Chiya is coming to tell us that there is a time when it is mutter that he can rest his head on the kaiva. And that lechayre is not like Rav Yirmiya. Rav Yirmiya says it always has to be shalayka neged roishay. So what's pshat in the Gemara's teretz? So the Gemara's teretz is, no, there's no stira between Rav Yirmiya and Rav Chiya. Rav Yirmiya is speaking about the tefillin alone. So the tefillin alone, it is always also to lie directly over the tefillin. And the kaiva wouldn't help either. Therefore, Rabbi Yirmiya didn't say a chilek. Shaloi keneged roishay. Rabbi Yirmiya was speaking about the tefillin. Rabbi Chiya was mechadish that the tik of the tefillin, even though in this tik, there are tefillin in this tik, but afal pikein, he is permitted to rest his head on the tik as long as the tefillin are protruding, shalai keneged roishay. So that is the teretz of the Gemara. Umikol mokim kashe, lishani demayri beishtoi imoy, the boy kli besoich kli v'tzorichir. So Taisvis asks, so let's go back to the kashe. The kashe was, that what Rav Chiya said, tachas marashoisov, doesn't mean anything. The Brais also says tachas marashoisov, which Rav Yirmiya said, that means shaloi keneged roishay. So the whole raya that Rav Chiya means be'emes tachas marashoisov, because he mentioned the kaiva. If it's shaloi keneged roishay, so why does he have to mention a kaiva? So Baistois, with a kaiva, there's a heter, mamis tachas marashoisov. So Taisvis asks, maybe the kaiva is there for a different reason. The kaiva is because it's ishtai imoy. And if it is ishtai imoy, so therefore one needs the kaiva to make it a kis besaych kis. That means you have the kis, which is meyuchad letfilin, and then you have benkal iksas, you have the covering that's covering the kis. So now you have two kalim. So therefore it's mutar afilu ishtai imoy. So how do you know to be medayik from Rav Chiya, that Rav Chiya mentioned the kaiva to tell you a chiddush that it is permitted to lay his head over the tefillin, after the kaiva is there for a different reason, to be matar afilu beishtai imoy. So the kasha finds a nishton, v'tzorichir. So Taisus blibes with the tzorichir. The Divrei David wants to answer Taisus' kasha. So the Divrei David says as follows. We have to understand, Tani Rab Chiya is a Baraisa. The Gemara did not hold that there's a machloikis habaraisis if ishtai imoy is mutter. He says, because the whole signing of the Gemara seems like that. The Gemara said, tiyufte dishmuel tiyufte. We found one Baraisa that said that tefillin tachas marashoisev is only muta im ein ishtai imoy, and with because of this baraisa the Gemara said tiyufta dishmul, and Rabbi the Paskin avo gav desanya tiyufta dishmul avo pikein hilchus kibosa. He made a whole inyan that were Paskin like Shmuel, even though he's saying keneged baraisa. If Rav Chiya is speaking, if the reason of the kaiva according to Rav Chiya is because it is ishtai imoy, and therefore you need kli besoich kli, so you have here an often a beraise like Shmuel. So how does the whole sugya stim? You don't have a tiyufta de Shmuel, you don't need the godless of Rabbi to tell us avalpi, avogav desan ye tiyufta. So it seems that the Gemara knew that the beraise is no machloikis. The beraise taka holds beshita that ishta imay is also. So memel of ishtayime is also, so what is the necessity of the kaiva? So koch, you have to say the necessity of the kaiva is to be matter, afilu keneged marashois of mamish. That was the kash Abraham Rav Yirmiya, who did not differentiate between yesh by kaiva, name by kaiva. Rav Yirmiya held that all the time it is also. That's at the Divrei David for Emphos Tois Vizkash. Bar kapore tzayelohu bekilso. Bar kapore tied the tefillin bekilso. This was a curtain around the bed. It was a type of a canopy bed. Umapik lemosheyen lebal. And the protrusion of the tefillin were towards the outside of the kilso. Tzayelohu bekilso. ביריה הפרוסה סביבה ישמיתוסי קוישרון, איתאיד לתפילן דייריה, ומאפיק למשאין לבר, בליטס הקשר שהתפילן בולטים מן היריה, או יהיפך לצד חוץ, ולוי לצד עמיתה. רב שישה ברי דרבידי מונח לו אשר שיפה, ופורס סודרה אילוויו. He put the tefillin on a sabsel, Rashi says, and he put a sudar on top of it, and it would seem the tefillin were in a tik, so the sudar was a second kisui, and that made it two kelim. Omar Rav Hamnune berei de Rav Yosef, zimne chode ave ke imne kame de rove. I was once standing in front of Rove, but Omar li, and Rove tells me, zil aisi li tefillin, bring me my tefillin. Bashkechesinu ben karlexas. And I found that the tefillin were ben karlexas. Shaloi keneged roishoi. Vahava yodana, and I was aware the yoim tefillah have. We'll see there's a machlekes harishenim what this means, yoim tefillah. Ulagmuron halocha lemaisa hu da'ovet. So let us see Rashi. Yoim tefillah have yoim shatov lo ishtoi. That he was aware that Rav Hamnuna was aware that the Rabbeinu Yain is Ma'ire, the word Yom Tvila is a little difficult to understand. It's not Yom Tvila, it's Leil Tvila. But it was Yom Shetov Le'ishto, Behavalei Leil Tashmish. The Sidrei Tara brings a raya from this Rashi, the Makir, that there's a mitzvah's oine. And the Leil Tvila, it seems this is the only Makir in Shash, is from this Rashi. The Havalei Leil Tashmish, there's a Chiyuv Tashmish on the Leil Tvila. V'hainu kishmuel, the Oma afilo ishtay imoy. So, this was, Rove was noyik like Shmuel, that was a kochachal, if it was a Leil Tvila, so it was a Leil Tashmish, it was ishtay imoy, and he wanted to show him where he had kept the Tvilin, lagmuron alocha lamaise, מה שציוונוי להביאם לוי, לוי עושה אלו למדני הלוכה לסייס מייסה כשמול. That means that Rove, even though Rove said הלכסה כבוסה, he, not only הלכסה כבוסה, למייסה, he was נויג like שמול. That's one mahalach in the יוין טבילה הווה. It's a little difficult. I think the Rabbeinu Yain is Ma'ira, the Noshim are Matzniya, the Leil Tfilah, so how was Rav Hamnuna aware? Bahava Yodano, the Yain Tfilah, how did Rav Hamnuna know? Another Pshat Rabbeinu Yain says, Yain Tfilah, that he knew that Rove toivled himself that day. So if he knew that Rove toivled himself that day, so therefore, he was aware that Rava normally didn't toivel himself. Rava only toiveled himself by a Leil Tashmish. So if it was a Yom Tvila, so he knew that there was a Leil Tashmish by Rava. And therefore, so it was Oynis Hamargil. An Oynis Hamargil, that you need Memso. So from the he saw Rava by the, he was aware that Rava went to the mikveh that day. So that's the Yom Tvila. So according to this chat, there's no Raya Bechlal, that is a Chiyav Oina and the Leil Tvila. The Sifshei Chachamim wants to say, what is the reason why the Leil Tvila is a Chiyav Oina? He wants to shtel tzu, is brought down from the Goyin, that the Goyin was Mahadar, to eat matzes from Chodosh, as soon as Chodosh became Mutar. To show that the whole reason that he wasn't eating Chodosh was only because of the Issa. And the minute that the Issa went off, he was shol fakert, so that now he wants to eat Chodosh. So it could be this is the Inyan also, that there's a Chiyuv Leil Tvila to show that the Prisha before was only because of the Issa till the Tvila is there for Adarabe. After the tefillah is matter, so therefore there's a chiyuv oina. Boi minei Rav Yosef berei v'Rav Nechunye me'Rav Yehuda. Shnayim sheyishenim b'mita achas. Here we are speaking about two people. Both of them are arumim. and they're covered with a blanket. And so the shaila is, Mao sheze yachzir ponov v'yikro krishma, v'ze yachzir ponov v'yikro krishma. The shaila is, that seems it is poshet. If both will be facing one the other, there's no shaila. That's icharosa. We'll see soon in Rashi. But the shaila is, perhaps if each one will turn around, and in yisod they're covered, is it mutter to learn krishma? Amalei. So he answered, so Rabbi Yehuda answered Rabbi Yosef, Hochi Omar Shmuel, he said over a memory from Shmuel, Vafilu ishto imoy. That means, loy mi boy, it is not an ishe, it is, let's say, two zechorim which are lying in the bed, it's ichemut. Vafilu, it's an ishe, if it's vafilu ishto, a bigger rebusa. Vafilu ishto imoy, it is also muta. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef did not like the hachra that Shmuel made. A Shmuel held that two fremdes chorim are killed me ishtoi. And Rabbi Yosef held punfakert. Maskif lo Rabbi Yosef, ishtoi veloi mi boy acher. Someone else is poshita that it is mutter adarabe. Ishtoi ki gufoi. So could be davke ishtoi is mutter. By achzor asponim. Acher lav kegufay. So now we're holding, we have a machloikis be'etzim between Rabbi Yosef and Shmuel. Shmuel held its mutter acher, ishtoi v'kolshkein acher, and Rabbi Yosef held davke ishtoi, but acher is also. Now we'll see here what the tzdodei hashayle is over here. Vafilu ishtoi imoy, v'hu, but when is it mutter? Sheyachzir ponot. It is only mutter if each one is turning around. Agavuche, before we go into the sugya, the Rishainim ask a shaila that one is not permitted to lay in krishma if one is lying down. The Gemara says that a pragdon is also stamazoi, and if one is laying a little towards the side, so it is not permitted to lay krishma al kaponim because it's a derech gaive. So how is it stamazoi permitted to lay krishma? Both of them are laying down. What is stamazoi? What is the heter to lay krishma? So on this, the Rabbeinu Yehuda brings down two mahalchim. That's what the Gemara asks. To lay in krishma, that's dafke if one is not completely on his side. If one is laying completely on his side, that's mutter lachatchila to lay in krishma. And the second teretz, they say, that the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan did lay in krishma even though he was laying on his side. And the Gemara says because he was a balboso and it was difficult for him to get up. So therefore, he was allowed to lay. So they say, since we're speaking about over here that they're arumim, and it would involve a tilche to get dressed, and to, so therefore, this is similar to Rabbi Yochanan that it is mutter b'mokim tilche. It's mutter to lay in krishma afilu one is laying on this side. Al koponim, that's the krishma de keshayla. Now the shayla of the Gemara is b'hu sheyar zaponu. That the whole shaila, it is only mutter when each one is machse ponov zem izeh. The chos man shehem poinim, ponim keneged ponim, pshitalei da osa. The ike hiro negias elve al yedei evori tashmish. So in this matziv, there is a dover hamatrit. There's a hiro that's matrit, even though bepoil there's no negia, but since there's a possibility, the oifen they are laying, that there could be a negiyah, so if one is facing the other, that's no shaila. No, the shaila is if each one turned around. So, ishtoi kigufoi. Now, when this din is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down, from the sugya it seems like this also, that when they're turning around, there is a negiyas gufim zebezeh, one is still touching the other, bigufoi. But there's no negiyas elbow over here. There's just a negiyas guf. And ishtai kigufoi.
So this negiyah of ishtoi v'rogil bo v'leke hiro kuli hai. This negiyah gufim is not matrid, in the mele it doesn't shtel with someone else. That was Rabbi Yosef's svare. With someone else could be it is matrid, and therefore there's an iser to lein krishma. So, and Rabbi Shmuel holds it as a fafilu ishtoi imoi. Meisvei, so the Gemara asks Akasha, Shnayim sheyishenim b'mita achas, zeh machzer pono v'koyre, b'zeh machzer pono v'koyre. So it says it's muta. So the vow, this is a part of the barais. V'tanya achriti, we learned in a different barais, hayoshin b'mitov ubonov ubnei veisei b'tzidoi, hareize lo yikro kriyishme, Ella im kein hoisa talis mafsekes b'neim. That means, here in this baraisa says there cannot be an egias gufim between him and bonov b'nei beisoi. There has to be a beged that's mafsek b'neim. And Shulchan Aruch broke down, al kaponim the beged should start mimosneim ulamata. If there's a beged mafsek, so there's no negiyas boso, so then it is muta. Vim hoyu bonov ubnei beisoi ktanim, muta. Bonov ubnei beisoi ktanim, then it's muta. But al koponim, if without bonov ubnei beisoi ktanim, it is also, and in the first baraisa, the baraisa, shneim shishen vitachas, they mach upon the bekoire. There's no, doesn't specify. So, l'cheir tzastira, the two baraisa. Is bishloi mele Rav Yosef loi kashe. Ha be ishtoi o ba acha. The first baraisa that's speaking about shnaim shiyishen mita achas, this is speaking about hu ve ishtoi. So there, it's ishtoi ki gufoi, so therefore there's no issa. The second baraisa is not speaking about ishtoi ki gufoi. So even bonov ubnei beisa, if the gedolim, There's no din of ishtei ki gufoi, so therefore the one needs a hefsek talus. Ha be ishtei o ba ach el ol Shmuel. Shmuel said afilu ishtei kol shkein acher. And Shmuel was matter. There wasn't a tzir that Shmuel held was also. So what is pshat in the second bereis? El ol Shmuel kash. Amar lecha Shmuel l'Rav Yosef miniche. According to Rav Yosef, is it good? Pasan yoho yoyoshen b'mito. We learned about Raisa. What's it, the Bach's gears? And this seems this is Rashi's gears. Oh, yoyoshen b'mito. Ubnei beisoi b'mito lo yikro krishma elim kein hoiso talisoi mavsekes b'nei. So we'll see in Rashi that for some reason or other, maybe we'll clarify it in Rashi, the Gemara held that this Baraisa, which does not mention Bonov, only mentions B'nei Beisoi, that's the Bach's Girsa and Rashi's Girsa. So this Baraisa is speaking about Ishtoi. The Pnei Yeshua says there's another Heichoche, that this is different than the previous, the second Baraisa. The second Baraisa said Bonov u'B'nei Beisoi b'tzidoi. Here it says B'nei Beisoi b'mito. B'tzidai means there was not such a kiruv. B'mita means there was a kiruv. So, al-koponim, Rashi learned that b'nei beisi over here means ishtoi. And here we have a baraisa that says, klo, lo yikro krishme, elim kein hoiso talisoi mavsekes b'neye. So we see that according to Rabbi Yosef, it's also not so poshet. There's enough in the baraisa. You wanted to be miyashiv the baraisis and say there's no machloikis. We see there is a machloikis. Elamai islocha lameima ishtoi l'Rav Yosef tanoi. So afilo according to Rav Yosef, you also have to say it is not a davar muskim and there's a machloikis tanoi. Udidi nami tanoi. So I'll also say there's a machloikis tanoi. So according to me, there's also a machloikis tanoi. So Memele, it's not schwerer on Rabbi Yehuda more, it's not schwerer on Shmuel more than Rabbi Yosef. Let us see Rashi. ויש לאימה לרב יוסף, דאמר אישתי היא דשריה, אבל אחר לוי, מתארץ להו למסניסה, הו באישתי, הו באחר. והו דקטוני בני ביסוי, דסקן ברייסה דסס בונוב ובני ביסוי, אינו אישתי, בני ביסוי דה, דס נאמין אישתי. Hoyo Yoshan Bemita Ubenebei. So here we see Rashi as a Gilse, not Bonov. This is the Bach's Gilse. So that shows this is not the same Bereisa like before. Hoyo Yoshan Bemita Ubenebei. Stay Beishtai Bechlau Beisoi. That's like the Sivsechom Mishtal Suv. Chippa Badai Bad Beisoi Beisoi. So Ishtai is Memele. So here it says that one needs a Hefsek Talz. The Didinami. Bein ishtoi, bein acher, plukta dani tanoi. So it's also a machloikis. He says, so it's a machloikis tanoim by ishtoi. We find here, al kaponim, a tana that holds that ishtoi is also. Find a tana that holds that ishtoi is also. Let us see Tosfos. Shnayim shahoyu yeshenim b'mita. Im Taima Valoi Roya Elvas Atzmoi. So Taisvis thought in the Havamina that the head is also covered with the blanket. So then it's Roya Elvas Atzmoi. So what is the shail about Yenna? It's Ein of Roya Elve. Vieshloime Sheyoitzi Roya Lechutz. So it's not Ein of Roya Elve. The imtayma bahare liboy royes elve. We'll have later in the peirik that there's an isel for liboy royes elve. That means even though he is mechuse, let's say if a person will wear a gown and there's no din of einav royes elve, but if the gown is not medubik lipsoroy, it's a very loose gown. So we have a shayla of liboy royesa elva, which is also also. And the eitzah for that is to wear a gartel, to make a separation between liboy and the elva. Yeshloima, the kesova liboy royesa elva muta. This whole din of liboy royesa elva is a machleike, so he holds this muta. Inami chaitzis bebigdoi keneged liboy. The eitzah is either there's a chatzitze, either the lev is covered, or there is a davar hamavdol ben libay leelde. Vasan yahaya yashin b'mita u'bnei beisoi imay. Beirish rashti, ishtay b'chlal beisoi. Taisvis did not learn the way the Bach learned. This is the Bach and the Pnei Yeshua. They learned that this is a new baraisa. Hoya yashin b'mita u'bnei beisoi b'mita. This is a new baraisa. And that was the didn't mention Bonov, and that was mentioned Bemita. That's a raya that this is speaking about Ishtoi. Taisvis learned that this is the old Baraisa. Perish Rash, Ishtoi Bechlau Beisei. Leine Hira Chodet Le Ashkren Ishtoi De Mikraya B'nei Beisei. Maybe Ishtoi is called Beisei, but not B'nei Beisei. V'oyle Perushe Hava L'olameime V'oktoni Kan. If the Kasha is from the previous Baraisa, not V'hosanye, then the Baraisa says Bnei Beisa, Bnei Beisa means Ishtoi, so you also have a problem. Given that Baraisa de la Elkoi, Avo midekoma avo hosanye, the Gemara asks from a new Baraisa, Mashme de Baraisa acheresi, that this is a new Baraisa, so it can't be the way Rashi says. Vahim harav Rav Yosef, the Gersinin, the Tataisa brings down a new Gersa. Hoya Yoshin b'mita, b'ishtoi yeshena b'tzidoi, Ayarzer pona v'yikram ken oise talis mafsekes beinoi lebeino. So the Rabbi Yosef says tak enoch nami there's a new baraisa. And here there's a baraisa that says klo, a third baraisa, that says klo, that there's an iser by, that is an iser by ishtoi, that one needs a beged mafsek. Oma ma. Now the Gemara says further as follows. Oma ma. Ze marzer ponov bekoire krishma. Each one is marzer ponov. Frag the Gemara, wo ika agvois. Now there's a machlokes harishonim that pshat in the Gemara's kasha is. Ha ika agvois. So Rashi says pshat ha ika agvois the nogi ahadodi, that the agvois of the ish are touching the agvois of ishtoi. And the Gemara learned that agvois are considered an erve. So what is the problem? So the problem is, so the Chazanish says the problem is a double problem. The halacha is that, first of all, so his erve is touching basar de chavre, or basar de ishtoi, and her, and he's touching her erve, and by negiyas erve, there's no heter whatsoever. That is matrit, afilo ishtoi imoi. What is the rai that is matrit? Because the whole shaila was, when we wanted to be matr, the whole shaila was, ma'u sheze yachze pono v'yikre, v'ze yachze pono v'yikre. But without achzoris ponim, Rashi said before, the chozman shem ponim, ponim keneged ponim, shitalei da osa, de ike hiru negiyas erva al yedei evori tashmish. So that was poshit, that if there is any negiyah from one to the other, so that's ichar osa. No, if there, one is facing the other, afilu without a negiyah bepoyu, but there's a hero there in a matzah that there might become a negiyah serve, so that is also osa. So what did we accomplish by each one is not facing the other, but there's negiyas ha'ika agvois de nogia adodi. And that alone, and that is also. So the Gemara answers, Messiah leil Rav Huna, Domer Rav Huna, agvois ein behem mishum erve. So the Gemara answers that the agvois, there's not an erve in Gansen. So it's just the basar of one that's touching the basar of the other. As long as there's no negiyas erve, and that it helps the maile of ishtai kigufoi. That is how Rashi learned pshat in the Gemara's kashin. The Rashbe, for some reason, he had a different girsan Rashi, it seems, but the Rashbe learns pshat in the Gemara's kashin as follows. Not the Gemara's kasha was, there was a negiyah over here. So the Rashba says, ha'ika agvois de nafshei she'ein arumois. The Gemara is asking a kasha, there's agvois de nafshei she'ein arumois. Va'af alpi, this is the Lashon HaRashba. Va'af alpi shehu einai roye oisom. So what is the kasha? He doesn't see his own agvois. So the Rashba says, "Aleksiv loyseroe." Doesn't say loyseroe ervas dova, ela loyeroe becha ervas dova. Kloime loyeroe becha horoye ervas dova, bishah shehashem aleikecha mishalech bekerev machnecha. So even though he doesn't see the agvois, but there's an iser of lo yiroi lecha, lo yiroi becha horoye erves dovo, bisho shehashem aleikecha mishalech bekerev machnecha. So it is very difficult to understand what's the problem over here. If that's the problem, he's covered. He's completely covered with a blanket. So what's the problem? I mean, if you're not nochis on that he's covered with a blanket, so there's another problem also besides the agvois, that the elve is the chol. So what's with the elve? He's not wearing any clothes. Hakochach, he's saying he's mechusa. So if he's mechusa, so what is pshat in the Rashbe? So the Magia and the Tashbats wants to be mitzadit. The Tashbats also seems to learn like the Rashbe. So the Magi in the Tashbats wants to be mitzadet to say as follows, that he's lying on his side. the two people lying one next to the other, and each one the back is to the other. So the blanket on his side is davuk lipsoroi. So that's called the smechuse. But since two people are lying in the bed, so there it's not davuk. It's not the blanket. It doesn't go in between. So that's called megula. This is very difficult to understand. He also says it's a doichik, but I think it's very, very difficult to understand because the Gemara says in Sukkah something which would seem not like this. The Gemara says in Sukkah daf Yudam et Beis, Hayoshen Bekila, that's not Yutfachim, is Moitzi Roshim Akila Bekeire Krishma. Now Akila was a bed with a canopy that was less than 10 Tfachim. And so the halacha is that he's allowed to stick his head out of the kila. He's not covered. It's not a blanket. There's a frame that's over him. But since this frame is less than 10 tefachim, so it is not considered like he's in a rishus. It's considered like he's a mechuse and maitzei raishi v'kayri krishme. So we see there's no din b'chlal that in the din of kisui that it has to be flush on top of him. It has to be meduvik. Could be pshat in the Rashbe is something else. Could be pshat in the Rashbe is that since there are two people in the bed, that's the problem. The Rashbe says pshat in posik va'af al pi shehu einei roya oisam ha'loiksiv loisire אלא לא יראה בך ארבס דובה, כלומר לא יראה בך הרויה ארבס דובה, בשעה ששם הלקח המסהלך בקרב מחנך. So it could be, since there's someone else in the bed, and it's possible for that person to turn around, so he's in a matziv, that הרויה, it's possible, לא יראה בך הרויה ארבס דובה. That's the possibility. The case of Kila, he's alone in the bed. So there's no one else together with the bed. So the only roya is from outside. From outside, that the kile is a good enough kisui. But underneath the blanket, since there's someone else together, could be that pshat, lo yirah b'cho, it doesn't say lo yisire, lo yirah b'cho, haroya ervas dover, b'sho, sh'ashem alaykech, mishalich, b'kerev machnecha. So could be, that is pshat in the Rashbe. But kaponim, we have here two mahalchim, what pshat in the Gemara's kashis. According to Rashi, the kasha was, there's a negiyas agvayis ebozeh, so there's a shayla of negiyas elve, which is also, from we see from before, you definitely need hafzoras ponim. And according to the Rashbe, there's a isa v'leiro b'cho elvas dovo, without any negiyah whatsoever. The shayla is not of the negiyah de kechelik. So the Gemara says, "Mesayilei l'Rav Huna, the Omar Rav Huna agvayis ein be mishumel." Period. So the Gemara says, "L'chayra I have a Mishnah that is a raya to Rav Huna." Leime mesayilei Rav Huna. The Mishnah says, "Ha'isha yeshevets, ha'isha aruma is permitted to sit. The kaitza lo chalosa aruma, mipnei sheyecholo lechasois poneo bekarke, because while she is sitting, the poneo shomalt as mechuse, avoloi ha'ish, an ish that's orum cannot provide that, so therefore an ish is also. Al kaponim, the shaila is, but the poneo shomalt as mechuse, but what's with the agvoi? So you see, agvoi is ein be mishum erbe. So the Gemara answers, til Gemara Rav Nachman bar Yitzrok, Kigoin shahoyu poneo toichais bekalk. Let us see Rashi. Vekoitze chaloso arumo. Va'af al pi shahorum oso levorech. The aloch is she's permitted to be koitze chalo. There's a klalas on orum is not allowed to make a broche. Ishe yoishaves, if she's yoishav, muteres. Shebi yeshivoso poneo shalamata mechusim bekalka. So therefore, it is mechuse. Avoloi ha'ish neshabetzim v'hagid boiltim v'nirin. So memele, so by a yezocher, there's a gila yelva. V'af al pi shemegulis agvayseho. So we see a raya to Rav Huna that agvays ain bahem mishum erve v'haynu siyate. So the Gemara says, could be it's no raya to Rav Huna, kigoyin shoyu poner toiches devukais u mechusais bekarke, Toiches mashma loshen shiyas tiach cholok she'eino boiletes. I think one of the Rishonim say pshat that the karka was a ofel tichuach, so by sitting in the, or something similar to sand, so by sitting in the karka was mechasa the agves also, so memela, there was no problem of gilui erde. Omama. Im hoyu bonov ubnei beisoi ktanim muter. That we had the baraisa that bonov ubnei beisoi betzidoi is also, but if they are ktanim, so then it is muter. Va'at kame, omar rav chizde, tinoikes bas sholishonim v'yem echot, the tinoik ben tesh shonim v'yem echot. And that is the shir when they become ruin lebiye. So memele, so till that shir, it is muter. After that shir, it is also. Ike da amri, that is a great... Noikes bas yud alef shone v'yoyim echot, the tinoik ben shteim esrei shone v'yoyim echot. But it's speaking about that there, each one is a year before godless. Idi v'idi ad kidei shodayim nochoinu v'sarech tzomeach. Let us see Rashi. Is therefore then it is also then it is matrid the machshove if they're together b'mite. The second lashon held bas yud aleph and ben yud beis zman shein boys lechlal sarais u'shedayim nechoinim shemisham ve'elech boys lechlal bia. What does that mean lechlal bia? She'odom mis'ave lohem. In the Rabbeinu Yoine, it is Mavun, he brings this from the Rambam as follows. That we are speaking about a tinoikis bas yud alef shone v'yoyim echot. So this is be'etzem, she is still a ktano. It also says, so a ktano alone will be mutter. Idi ve'idi ad kidei shodayim nechoinu v'sarech tzomeach. That a ktana is only also if there are some simonim, either shadayim nechainu or v'sarech tzameach. So the Rabbeinu Yoine builds from this three halachas. If they are less than yud aleph shonim, so even though it's sarech tzameach, it is also. It's also mutter. It is mutter. Because it has to be bas yud aleph shonim enough, then sarech tzameach can be an issa. Yud aleph shonim without sarech tzameach is also mutter. Yud bei shonim by a tinoikis, even though there's no sarech tzomeach, is osa. And these are the three halachas. So the shaila is, abyenis and zecheinu lebroche, is what is the maila of yud bei shonim? Yud bei shonim is still a ktane. We see as follows. Yud Aleph Shone, which is a Ktane, so one needs these Simonim. Yud Bei Shonim, even though there aren't these Simonim, and she's still a Ktane, it is Mutter. So why is it, it is also. Yud Bei Shonim, without the Simonim, is also. So since, theoretically, Sai Yud Aleph Shonim, and Sai Yud Bei Shonim without Saras are still a Ktane, and we see by Aktane, the only Siba HaYiseres is Sarech Tzomeach. So why Yud Bei Shonim without Sarech Tzomeach is also? That Ha'ore Rabbi Yonis and Zechayin Lebroche asks. He says two terutzim on this kashe. Teretz number one, I think this is what he means, that Be'etzem, it is not totally in godless. We're not speaking about a shir godless shal teire. We're speaking about a shir sha'odom mis'avelohen. So it seems a ktano of yud alef shonim, that sarech tzomeach, that alone is a shir sha'odom mis'avelohen. Yud bei shonim, since it's ru'uye lohovi sarech, that's a zman that's ro'i lohovi sarech, so memele it's mis'ava filu without the bepoil, the sarech tzomeach, but al koponim, it's a greater development in the goof that is ma'ir taive. That, I think, that is the first teretz he says. The second teretz he wants to say, and that he goes into a whole pilpul, he wants to say that there is a chazoke derove, that we assume after someone comes lidei shonim, kivin shebo lechlal shonim, bo lechlal simonim, we assume there were sarets. I, we don't see the saris, so we say, Shem onoshru asaris. So Memele, he wants to say that, Legabi, this Issa, we nemon chazoke derove, that mistome there were saris, and therefore it is also. That's just two mahalchim. Why the halacha is that Yud Bei Shonim Afilu without Saris is Muta. Omar Lai Rav Kahana L'Rabashi. Anusugi. Hosom Omar Rove. We have here Amachloikis, Av Yosef, and Shmuel, what the halacha is by Hechziru Ponov Zemize, what the halacha is. Omar Rav Kahana Rabashi. Hosom Omar Rove. We had learned before in the beginning, Shmuel had said keneged abaraisa. Shmuel had said that it's mutter laniach tzilof tachas marashayisav avol pi sheishta imoy. And even though the baraisa said not like Shmuel, but we paskin like Shmuel. So memele, so omarav kahana ravashi, hosam omarove, avol gavdiv tiyufte de Shmuel, hilchese kivosei de Shmuel. The loch is like Shmuel. Chochimai, do we paskin like Shmuel? Shmuel said aloche, v'afilu ishtai kol shkeinache. Do we paskin like Shmuel? Yes or no? Amalei otu kulo b'choda machte machtinu. If one place we paskin like Shmuel, does not mean that in all places we'll paskin like Shmuel. So memele, one is no shaykhes with the other. The Habamin of the Gemara is very schwer to understand what the Shakla Vitalia was. Hosam Amo Shmuel, Gabi Tvilin, Tachas Marashay Sov, the Koma Shmuel, Afilo Ishtayimoy, Alochi Kishmuel. Hochi Gabi Shnaim Shem Yeshainim, the Kosh Shori Shmuel, Bishtayimoy. My, what is the Alochi? So he told them, Machta Machtinu, Bariga Achas Araktem. You can't put all the halachas in one beged and say we paskin all over like Shmuel. Ela heiche de itmer itmer, ve heiche de loy itmer, loy itmer. Oma lei Rav Mori la Rav Pope, seyer yoitzei bebigdoi mahu. Rashi says, seyer yoitzo sari bebigdoi, she nekev bigdoi kineged zokin atachtoi, v'yotzo min haseyo benekev, mal, v'yave erve likreis krishme kinegdoi oiloi. I think I saw in the Sifsei Chachomim, he said, so that was the Shaila, and the Gemara answered, korolei seyor seyor. Seyor seyor kloimer ma bekach. So in this seyor, there's no din Erwin, it's mutterly kreis krishme, and that is davke, I think the Sif Sechomim brings from some of this davke by sar ish. But by sar isha, it would be called an elder. Oma Rab Yitzchok, tefach be isha elder. That is ashir tefach, and tefach be isha elder. So the Gemara asks Lamai, what is he giving ashir Tefach be'isha elva. Ilei melista kulibo. If we're speaking about if one is permitted to be mistakel on a isha, and you're saying the shir is a tefach. Agav Urche, the Tzlach brings down from the Rambam, the translation of histaklos is that one is looking kidei lehonois. That is the purpose of the histaklos. Seilei malista kulibo v'omar avsheishes lo mamona kosuf tachshitim shebachutz im tachshitim shebefnim. By Milchemes Midyon, the Torah was Markiv, the Torah put together the tachshitim shebachutz im tachshitim shebefnim. Loi maloch kol amistakel be'etzpa ktano shel isha ki ilu mistakel be'mokim ha'Torah. The Torah was medame these tachshitim to the yada tachshitim. So mestakel kedeli honois, there's no shir tefach, there's no heter of a chotzi shir. Afulo etzba ktane is also osa. Elo beishtoi ule krishma. We're speaking about ishtoi ule krishma. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Ustakuli bo imeshis ishi, tachshitim shebefnim kumes, dufus shabes arechem. Shoya oisim livnoi seyem, benoikvin koisle beis arechem, kedech shenoikvin es hoznayim. Like earrings. Vetoich venoi soy kedeshle izdakeku lahen zechovim. Im tachshitim shebachutz etz oda vetzomit. Hein eviyu oisun al koporus hiru ravere. So it seems the istaklus on the etzba was equivalent to the istaklus on the kumos. So memele, so why did you get the shir tefach? Leishtoi ule krishma im tefach migulebo lo yikro krishma kenegda. So, number one, there's a machlokes harishonim in the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch brings down if the stavke leishtoi. Leishtoi, there's a shir tefach. Now, when we're speaking about ishtoi, we're not speaking about histaklus kedei lehonis bo. We're speaking about his mistakel derech riyah ba'ome. Afal pikein. If it is a tefach migule bo, so the translation of Megula is, it is a mokim shebegufe, which is normally mechuse, and now there's a tefach that's megulebo, lo yikra krishma kenegda. Now by an isha acheres, others say the shir is also a tefach, and others say the shir is, that's the shittas harosh, and others say the shir is afilu poches mi tefach. Now that is klar, they bring down that an isha alone is mutter, even though we had before he isha yeshevis v'koytzol chalosa aruma. Aye, there's more than a tefach that's megulet. So she herself, legabi herself, there is no isha. Legabi one isha kenegi the second isha, there is a machlokes hapoiskim. And then again, there's a machlokes hapoiskim if it's davke ishtoi v'hu adin isha acheres. The shir is a tefach, or isha acheres, the shir is a filopochus mitefach. Omar Rav Chisde, shoik beisha elve. A shoik is a elve. Shenema gali shoik ivri naharois, chsiv togil elvoscho, v'gam tirech elvoscho. So it would seem that the Torah said that the shoik is his halacha of an elder. Let us see Rashi. Shoik be'eishes ish elve lehistakel v'chein be'ishtoi lekrishme kali shoik achsiv basrei togil elvoscho. The question arises, why do we need a chiddush to tell us that the shoik is a erve? We just said before that that kol mokim that's mechusa shebeguf is there's a din of tefach beisha erve. So what is the chiddush of shoik with a posik? There are a few mahalchim and poiskim how to fend for this kasha. The Bach we hear v'tzugetzeichen ayim Bach. The Bach wants to say that the shoik Bizmaneim al kaponim was a mokim meluchlik and a mokim mezuhim. So I would think that afilu we have kol mistakel beetzba ktana shel isha kilu mistakel be mokim atayref. That's dafke because the etzba ktana is noki and one is yochel lehonais. But the shoik that was a mokim meluchlik, I would think that outside there wouldn't be even an Isar Istaklis. Al Kaponim, so the Gemara is machadish that the Shoik has a shame erde. Others want to say that The Chiddush is, even though by a ish, the shoik is not a mokim tsunua, by an ish it is a mokim tsunua. It is called a mokim megula. And others want to say that the shir of shoik is a filo be'ishto is pochas mitefach. That is the gilui of this pasuk. Omar Shmuel, koil be'isha elva, shenema ki koilech orev umarech nove. Now here there's a machloikis, the Rosh here in the Shita Mekubetzes. The Rosh says that koil be'isha elva, which we are speaking about, a koil zemer of be'isha. So the Rosh says that Zdavke, if he wants to listen to the Koil. So Koil be'isha is equivalent to an etzbaktanish al isha. So if he wants to lehonis min ha-Koil, that is also. To lein krishme b'shas Koil isha, the Rosh holds its mutter. Doesn't have a din elve legabe krishma. And the hagdor is if it's matrid. And the Shita Mekabetzes says that Kol Be'isha Erve Afilu Lagabi Krishma. Shenema Ki Koylech Orei V'marech Nove. Omar Rav Sheishes. That's my one son of Sefer. It's not only Krishma, it's Afilu to be Maskir Psukim. I think in Alichas Beis it brings down Kol Be'isha Erve Afilu to be Maskir Psukim Bisha in the... If I'm not mistaken, the Lichas Beis brings as follows, that Koil Be'isha Erva, just like one is not allowed to lein Krishma when there's a Tefach Megula Be'ishtoi, so one is not allowed to lein Psukim when Ishtoi, Afilu Isha is a Tahira, he's not allowed to lein Psukim. That's Koil Be'isha Erva. So he speaks about women singing Zmiris, he says... So if there's no words, so there's no psukim, there's no shaila. If there's words, then we come into a shaila. Shenema ki koylech orei v'marech nove. Omar Rav Sheishes, seyer be'isha erve, shenema sarech ke'eder ho'izim. Rashi koylech orei, midishabeich lokro be'gavo, shma mino taivei. Omar Rav Chanino, ani ro'isi, as Rebbe Shatola Tfilov, that he saw Rebbe hung up his tefillin. The tefillin were hanging. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks Akashe, we learned that Toyla Tfilov Yitlu Loichayov, that if a person is Toyla Tfilov, so his whole life is hanging. That means he's Machshiv. That is Amerdeke Rashi. So Meir de Kerashi over here, a toilet tefillah be yoseit. He's hanging up his tefillin. He's hanging it either from the ritzuis or the ritzuis are hanging. Is yitluchayav. There she reshumis ksharim. What's the type she reshumis? So they say reshumis is a loshen magolius. They find the pearls in the Torah. And Barashi has a pshat ksharim ustumim aklulim b'Torah. There sheg chamuris kasinim v'hihi, the dvorim astumim in the Torah. It says, v'hoyu chayecho tluye mineged einecho, ze ha-toyle tfilov, shahatoyre chayov shal odom. It's a meira de Barashi, that it seems that tfilin are mekushe to Torah. I'm not mistaken, there's a Pseir Shalmi, is called a Levish Tfilim, Kilo Isik B'Teire. So Al Kaponim, the godless of Tfilim is it's equivalent to Teire. Vaha Teire Chayov Shalodom. The Bach has a different Girse. V'omar Eishlokish, here's Girse, Sha Tfilim Chayim Shalodom. Amar Shlokish kol meinich tefillin ma'arich yomim shenemar Hashem aleihem yichyu. The rimis loch hakosov sheyitlu chayov. That his chayim, either it's going on his parnosa or mamish, it'll be tluyum lecho mineged. So a toile tefillov. Abiyanis in Zuchayin Lavrocham, I'd say, could be this is the makaya, if Rahman Nitzlan, the tefillin tefall, it's brought down to be misane, it could be because it's also a b'china of toilet tefillin. So the Gemara says, loy kash, ha beretzue, ha bektzitze. That you bring a maisa from Rebbe, that Rebbe was toilet tefillin, it matters how he was toilet. If he was toilet beretzue, that means the retzue was hanging on a nail, and the bottom were hanging down from the retzues. So that's a bezoyin. That's, but ha bektzitze, if the bias was put on a shelf and the ritzu was hanging down, then that's osa. But see, Rashi b'ritzua b'aktzitza l'mato gnayu lehem. Avo toilu oisam b'aktzitza te aktzitza munachas ala yosei d'v'ritzua l'mato. That's one teretz. V'boi yiseima lo ishno ritzua v'lo ishno k'tzitza osa. One is not allowed to hang the tefillin. That's a bezoyin the tefillin. V'chi tole Rebbe b'kista tole. That he had a tefillin baitel, and the tefillin baitel was hanging on the nail. So what is the lomdus over here? The lomdus over here is, since the tefillin are munach in the baitel, so it's not considered that he's tole tefillin. The tefillin have a mokim hanoche. Either baitel alone hangs in the luften, that's no problem. Ihochi mailem meimre, so the Gemara says, mal de teimet the boy hanoche ke seifa teire. I would think, and from here we learn out, by a seifa teire this would also not be permissible. If a seifa teire would be in a tick, and the tick would be hanging, so that's not sufficient. We need that lemaise akaponim, that the oren akoidish should not be toli. The Don HaKadosh should be Mechuba. So I would think by Tefillin it's also the same thing. It's Kamash Malon by Tefillin. If the Tefillin are in a kiss, it is Mutter. So Rashi says, Bekista Toli, Besoich Tikon, Hoyo, Vatola Hatik.